That's, I was just about to jump on and say, we have a tornado warning.
Yeah, that's what we were about to yeah. say. He said it much more thoroughly than we would have, though. That was that's
better.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good.
Have you ever been in a tornado situation where, like, it was, you really thought it was going to touch down near you? Have you ever gotten a warning like that before?
I remember it was in August a few years back. I can't remember the exact year. Again, it was one of these storms that was coming up the coast.
Uh-huh.
And I was in Jersey at a fantasy football draft.
Oh, gosh.
And it came through. And it's funny because it's a basement full of like 12 guys just eating pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And all the guys' phones are blowing up because mm-hmm. their girlfriends and wives are like, come home now. And the guy's like, I'm about to draft a quarterback. No. Hold on.
Okay. So, but good lesson. Yeah. You shouldn't go outside right now if you're not at, right. And if you are outside right now, you should definitely get to a place where it's going to be safe because you just don't know. You can't tell exactly. Yeah. Tori and Leonard and I, the three of us were in a diner at the Downingtown Diner, the Blob Diner that was in the movie, The Blob.
Right, yeah.
And I mean, the sky turned green, like you knew something was coming, and literally everyone in the restaurant, all of our phones did the alert. Uh-huh. So we're looking around and I'm the only one with little kids. So I ran toward the kitchen and I was like, where can we go for shelter? And they were like, there's no, like, we're in a diner, you know, like there's no basement. There's, if you're going to get away from the windows, then you're going to be in the kitchen where all the pots and pans are going to fall on you. So I threw the kids in the car and I just drove home. I was like, I'd rather take my chances in this car than not dying in the downtown diner. It just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. So
but it was terrifying.
Yeah. So the warning goes, I believe, until 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
So another 31 minutes. So of course, anything else comes along the line, we will let you know. Just keep it here on 92.5 XTU.
Mornings with the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.